You're listening to South Florida's Good News Station, WCNO, Palm City.
This is God's plan for redemption, and it's good news.
My word is a lamp.
Welcome to Thy Word is a Lamp. This is a family Bible teaching ministry. Today you will be listening to our Bible teacher, Sheila Suarez.
Praise the name of Jesus. It's really a privilege to be here another Saturday evening to continue in the gospel writings of Matthew. We have been going through the book of Matthew for a while, and we are going to go to the end. We have 28 chapters in Matthew, and we're going to be finishing as the Lord leads. We have been looking on the gospel writings of the Lord Jesus Christ. Matthew wrote about the Lord Jesus Christ. Matthew was a Jewish writer. He was a Jewish man. He was a Jewish disciple of Jesus Christ, and he walked with Jesus. So whatever he's saying here, it's not secondhand. It's not a secondhand witness, but he was there as an eyewitness to what Jesus has done and to who he is. So we see where Matthew wrote to the Jewish people, and because many did not believe that Jesus Christ was the Jewish Messiah. So Matthew wrote, and this word come forth for them to know and believe that he's truly the one that was promised to them. But the word tells us that he came to his own received him not, but as many as received him, to them gave he the right to become children of God. So we are going to continue in the gospel writings of Matthew. We are in Matthew chapter 18. And we see last time we stopped at verse 20. He said, "For where two or three are gathered together in my name," Jesus was speaking, "I am there in the midst of them." So it is showing us where two or three are gathered together in Jesus' name. And when we speak of being in Jesus' name, we are speaking of operating in his character, in his identity, in his nature. And Christ promised that he will be in the center of them, in the midst, in the center. And if he's in the center of our lives, people of God, then everything that comes from us will be coming from him, because whatever flows from him will flow to us, and we will truly represent him well. So we want him to be the center of our lives. We want him to be in the midst of us. So let us come together in oneness, gather together in oneness, in his name, in his character, in his identity, in his nature, and truly show forth his glory and his praise. So we're going to pray and begin, and we continue from verse 21. Let us pray. Father, we thank you for this evening. We thank you for who you are. We thank you for your faithfulness towards us, your love which never fails. We thank you, O God, for your word to us this evening, O God Almighty. We pray in the name of Jesus that as we come to hear your word, O God, we will not just be hearers of your word, but we will be doers of your word. Open up our hearts and minds to receive your word, O God. Let this word fall on good soil. O God, I pray that it will germinate and bring forth fruits of righteousness. Father, I look to you this evening, O God. I can do nothing on my own, but I pray, O God, in the name of Jesus, you will empower me to teach effectively, I pray. And Almighty God, I pray in the name of Jesus, Holy Spirit of God, that you will guide us into all truth. Lord, I thank you for what you have done, what you're doing, what you're about to do in this season. And as we continue to look to you, may you enlighten us, O God, so that we can walk in your will and in your way. For your word is a lamp to our feet, O God, and a light to our path. We thank you right now for who you are and what you have done and what you're doing. And we look to you by faith and give you thanks. Lord, we pray in the name of Jesus, and we say amen and amen. Bless the Lord. So we continue from verse 21 of Matthew chapter 18, and we are using the New King James Version. So we see, people of God, in verse 21, the word said, "Then Peter came to him and said, Lord, how often shall my brother sin against me and I forgive him? Up to seven times?" So we see Peter want to know how often he should forgive his brother. According to the Jewish culture, they said up to seven times you should forgive your brother. But Jesus was saying something else. Let us see in verse 22 what Jesus said. "Then Jesus said to him, I do not say to you up to seven times, but up to 70 times seven." People of God, when we calculate 70 times seven, It's 490 times. So Jesus was saying, what Jesus was really saying, we should offer unlimited forgiveness to all those who trespass against us. So people of God, don't limit ourselves to say, I'm going to forgive up to a certain time. But we have to reach a point where we forgive in an unlimited way. People of God, we have to come to understand that we are not just to select who we forgive, but we are called to forgive each other, forgive one another. And Jesus said, Peter, it's not seven times, but up to 70 times seven. So we should listen to the voice of Jesus and be obedient to his word, that we should learn that forgiveness will keep us walking in freedom. Look at verse 23 of Matthew 18, New King James Version. The word said, therefore, the kingdom of heaven is like a certain king who wanted to settle account with his servant. So we see Jesus here telling a parable, an earthly story with a heavenly meaning. And people of God, we see Jesus use a lot of story to illustrate his truth. And we must listen keenly to what Jesus is saying in these parables. So we see people of God, he said in verse 23 of Matthew 18, therefore, the kingdom of heaven is like a certain king who wanted to settle accounts with his servants. So the king took his books and was looking through to see who had owed him. So look in verse 24, the word said, and when he had begun to settle accounts, one was brought to him who owed him 10,000 talents. And people of God, according to the NLT study Bible, said 10,000 talents would be equivalent to millions of dollars. So in our time here, it would be equivalent to millions of dollars. So we see, people of God, we see how much this man owed this king. So look at verse 25 of Matthew chapter 18. But as he was not able to pay his master commanded that he be sold with his wife and children on all that he had, and that payment be made. So people of God, that was what they were practicing that time, that if the person owed his master, he could be sold, he and his wife and children, on all that he had, so that payment be made to that person that he owed. So we are going to be looking in Leviticus 25 and see what the word of God says pertaining to this law. So we see, people of God, many were doing things contrary to what God says. But we are going to see here what the word of God says according to this law. Look at Leviticus 25. Leviticus 25 verses 39 through 42. And the word of God said, and if one of your brethren who dwells by you becomes poor and sells himself to you, you shall not compel him to serve as a slave. This is the word of God. You shall not compel him to serve as a slave. As a hired servant and as a sojourner, he shall be with you and shall serve you until the year of Jubilee. And we know that the year of Jubilee would be every 50 years, and in that time, slaves would be set free, people of God, and those whose possessions were confiscated would be returned to them. So we see the word of God tells us here what should happen. So this person should work as a hired servant, not as a slave. A slave is not paid, but this person should work as a hired servant if he holds money. And a sojourner, and he shall be with you and shall serve you until the year of Jubilee. And then he shall be depart from you, he and his children with him, and shall return to his own family. He shall return to the possession of his father. So all that he had would be returned to him. For they are my servants, whom I brought out of the land of Egypt. The Lord was speaking here. They shall not be sold as slaves. So people of God, we see here Israel was breaking God's command. They should not be sold as slaves. But this was what was happening then. And we can read in the Old Testament many times where many would be taken into slavery because they were not able to afford to pay what they owed to their master. So we see here, as Jesus was saying here, So we look in verse 26 as Jesus continues his story. He said, "The servant therefore fell down before him. The servant therefore fell down before him, saying, 'Master, have patience with me, and I will pay you all.'" So we see here the servant begging the master to be patient with him, because he will pay him what he owes. So we see he was begging for his life and the life of his family. He was begging the master to allow him, to give him time, to be merciful to him. And people of God, we also can come to our Lord Jesus Christ and cry out to him for mercy, and he will hear us and help us. Now the word of God said, "This servant fell down before the master, saying, 'Master, have patience with me, and I will pay you all.'" Look at verse 27 of Matthew 18. "Then the master of that servant was moved with compassion, released him, and forgave him the debt." So important, people of God, that we take note here. The master of that servant was moved with compassion. And when we are moved with compassion, the people of God, it causes us to take positive action on the behalf of the person. So we have to understand, people of God, this master had a bowel of compassion towards this person, this servant who owed him. So the word said he was moved with compassion. And when compassion comes to our heart, people of God, we are moved to do what is right. So we see here this master took positive action on behalf of this person. This master moved with compassion, forgave the debtor, forgave this man his debt, and released him. So it's showing us, people of God, when we are forgiven, we are released. When we are forgiven, we are given freedom, people of God. We can't say we are forgiven and still in bondage. So we see this debtor, he was forgiven. He was released. This master had compassion on him, forgave him the debt, canceled the debt, people of God. And so Christ has canceled our debt, people of God. We were in sin and trespasses, but he canceled our debt when we come to him and cry to him and say, "Lord, have mercy upon me, save me." He cancels our debt, people of God, and release us. So we see, people of God, we are not bound in sin anymore. Sin has no more dominion over God's people. And so it is, people of God, as Jesus was telling this story, illustrating that the kingdom of heaven is like unto those, people of God, who, as when he forgives us, we must remember that we are forgiven. As far as the east is from the west, so far as he removed our transgressions from us. So we are to walk in the freedom that he has given us. We see here in this story, this master forgave the man who owed the debt. And we see where he released him. He forgave him. He canceled that debt and he released him. He was now free. And we, as God's people, are free in Christ Jesus. So let us stand firm in the liberty in which Christ has set us free. And let us not entangle ourselves again with the yoke of bondage. So we want to be people who walk as if we are free, who walk as if our sin debt has been paid. Christ paid it all on the cross for us. All to him we owe. So people of God, we have to understand that we are to walk in freedom because Christ has set us free. Whom the Son has set free is free indeed. If he's truly our master and Lord, we are to know, we are to understand that we are free in Christ Jesus. Once we have placed our faith in him, our sin has been forgiven, and now we can walk in righteousness and holiness and truth because of what Christ has done at the cross for us. So let us look at verse 28 as Christ continues his discourse. "But that servant went out and found one of his fellow servants who owed him 100 denarii, and he laid hands on him and took him by the throat, saying, 'Pay me what you owe.'" So we see, people of God, this servant forgot that he was forgiven by his master. So as the Lord has forgiven us, so we ought to forgive one another. This servant owed him only a few thousand dollars compared to the millions that he owed his master and he was forgiven for. So we see, people of God, this man forget that he was released from that debt. This man forget what the master did for him. So he was not willing to forgive as he was forgiven. So it is showing us, people of God, that we are to be willing to forgive one another as we are forgiven by Christ Jesus. So if we don't forgive, neither will our Heavenly Father forgive us. So we have to understand this truth, people of God. This is not just a story. It is pointing to the life that we are supposed to live as children of God. We are to live as if we are forgiven and forgive those who sinned against us. So we are called, people of God, not to be like this servant, but to be like those who are willing and ready to forgive, just as how we have been forgiven. So look at verse 29. So his fellow servant fell down at his feet and begged him, saying, "Have patience with me, and I will pay you all." So we see his fellow servant repeated the same word that he repeated to his master. The fellow servant said, "Have patience with me. Have mercy upon me, and I will repay you. I will pay you all." So this servant made a pledge that, "Listen, I'm begging you. Just have patience with me. Have mercy upon me, and I will pay you all." But look at verse 30, people of God, of Matthew 18, verse 30. But the word said, and he would not. This servant that was forgiven would not forgive this other servant. He would not, but went and threw him into prison till he should pay the debt. So we see, people of God, he did not do unto this fellow servant as this master had done to him. And so, people of God, we have to do unto others as we would want them, others, to do to us. So we see he was doing his own thing. He had forgotten that he was forgiven. So because he had forgotten that he was forgiven, people of God, he now thought that he should take matters in his hands and put this man in prison because this man was unable to pay. But look on what happened in verse 31 of Matthew 18. The word of God said, so when his fellow servants saw what had been done, they were very grieved and came and told their master all that had been done. So you see, people of God, the fellow servants saw the injustice of this man. They saw and know, they knew exactly what happened, how he was forgiven. And now he was treating this other servant unjustly. So the word of God tells us they went and reported him to the master. They reported him to the master who had forgiven him and released him. Now he was in a position to do the same to someone else, and he did not do it. Instead, he threw that person into prison. So his fellow servants went and reported him. They reported the injustice of this servant. Look at verse 32, people of God, of Matthew 18. Then his master, after he had called him, said to him, "You wicked servant, I forgave you all that debt because you begged me." Look at verse 33. "Should you not also have had compassion on your fellow servant, just as I had pity on you?" So we see, people of God, the master was very angry with this servant. Angry because he could see that this servant was so unjust. This servant was forgiven of all his debt. So many millions he was owing to his master, and the master forgave him such a big debt. And we see where he refused to forgive that small debt that his fellow servant owed him. We see where the master called him wicked. "You wicked servant." And people of God, when we fail to forgive, we are wicked people. And the psalmist cry out, "Search me, O God, and know my heart. Try me and know my thoughts. See if there be some wicked ways in me. And people of God, we have to understand that when we fail to forgive others, we have become wicked. The master called him wicked, you wicked servant. I forgave you all that debt because you begged me. Should you not also have had compassion on your fellow servant, just as I had pity on you? And people of God, we have to stop and look in our lives, just as how God has forgiven us. So we should forgive one another. Let us be quick to forgive, people of God. Let us not refrain from giving forgiveness to those who need to be forgiven. Let us remember how Christ has forgiven us, even those who nailed him to the cross. He turned and he said, Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do. People of God, we have to understand that as Christ has forgiven us, so we are to forgive one another. We are to walk with a heart of forgiveness, people of God, ready and willing to forgive all those who trespass against us. We see the master said, should you not also have had compassion on your fellow servant, just as I had pity on you? So we are seeing, people of God, just as how God has forgiven us, so we are to forgive one another. Look at verse 34 of Matthew 18. And his master was angry and delivered him to the torturers until he should pay all that was due to him. So his master was angry and decided to deliver him to the tormentors until he should pay all that was due to him. And people of God, many of God's people are tormented and have been delivered to the torturers because we fail to forgive. And we are called to forgive one another even as Christ has forgiven us. So we don't want to be delivered to the torturers, people of God. We want to forgive and forgive quickly. Let us not wait. Let us not put it off. When we put off forgiveness, people of God, we find that we will not even bother to forgive. After a while, we forget that we should have forgiven. So let us forgive quickly so that we will not be delivered to the tormentors. Many of God's people are tormented because they fail to forgive. Look at verse 35 of Matthew 18, people of God. Verse 35, which is the last verse in Matthew 18. It said, so my heavenly Father also will do to you if each of you from his heart does not forgive his brother his trespasses. Look at what Jesus said. This is what my heavenly Father will do to you if you fail to forgive from your heart. So we have to forgive from our heart. If each of you from your heart does not forgive the one, his brother, who trespass against him. So we have to understand, people of God, forgiveness comes from the heart. Our lips can say, I forgive you, but we don't mean it. We still have that person in our heart. We want to be people who truly forgive, people of God, and do not go around remembering what this person has done to us. But we must remember that we have forgiven that person. So when that thing come up again to us, let us remember that we have already forgiven that person and go on. But let us not let it take it up back again and start to go over all that that person has done. But let us come to that place of understanding that we are called to forgive one another and to walk as if we are forgiven also. So we have to forgive from our hearts. It's a hard thing, people of God. Our lips can say anything and we don't mean it, but we must forgive from our heart. Jesus said, if each of you from his heart does not forgive his brother his trespasses, neither will your heavenly Father do that to you. So we have to understand, when we refuse to forgive each other, we put ourselves in a spiritual prison. People of God, we have to understand this. When we fail to forgive one another, we put ourselves in a spiritual prison. So we will be tormented until we decide to make amends. So we have to come to understand, people of God, God is calling us to forgive each other as he has forgiven us. We hold the key to our freedom, people of God. We hold the key to our freedom by walking in forgiveness. So we are going to turn to Matthew chapter 5. And see what Jesus says here. Matthew chapter 5, verse 23 to 26. Matthew 5:23-26, the word of God tells us, therefore, if you bring your gift to the altar and there remember that your brother has something against you, leave your gift there before the altar and go your way. First be reconciled to your brother and then come and offer your gift. Agree with your adversary quickly while you are on the way with him, lest your adversary deliver you to the judge. The judge hand you over to the officer and you'll be thrown into prison. Assuredly, I say to you, you will by no means get out there till you have paid the last penny. And people of God, many of God's people are in spiritual prison and will not get out of there until they learn to forgive. So we have to understand, people of God, the principle of God's word. Forgive one another as you have been forgiven. So we are called to forgive one another, people of God, from the heart. Lip service won't do. We are called to forgive one another and do it quickly while you are in the way. Do it quickly, or else you're going to be delivered to the tormentors. You're going to be delivered to the torturers, and your life will be a life of torment. You have no peace within, no peace in your heart, because you are walking in unforgiveness. God is calling the church of God to walk in forgiveness, to love one another, to forgive one another, to remember that we are forgiven. And people of God, when we remember how Christ died for us, how he paid the sin penalty for us, how he gives us eternal life, we should be quick to forgive one another and remember, people of God, that our sins are forgiven, are blotted out. As far as the east is from the west, so far has he removed our transgression. And people of God, We our sins are blotted out from God's record, so that it's as if we have never sinned. We are now declared righteous when we put our faith in Jesus Christ, who has paid the sin debt for us. So we have to understand, children of God, that we are called to walk in forgiveness. We are called to remember, people of God, all that Christ has done for us. We are called to remember that we are forgiven. And just as how we are forgiven by Christ Jesus, we are also to forgive one another. Let us walk in forgiveness. Let us remember, people of God, that we hold the key to our freedom by walking in forgiveness. And people of God, when we walk in forgiveness, we will walk as free citizens of the kingdom of God. We will walk in love. We will walk in unity. We will walk with that peace in our hearts. We will walk with that joy and contentment because we are walking in forgiveness. We don't want to be in a spiritual prison, but we want to be free, to be those people whom Christ has set free. We want to walk in that freedom, knowing of what Christ has done for us on the cross. So people of God, we are called to love one another, to forgive one another, and to remember that we are forgiven by our Lord Jesus Christ. We want to stop here this evening and we continue next week as the Lord leads. Let us pray. Father, we thank you for this evening. We thank you for all that you have done and all that you're doing. We thank you for your word to us, reminding us, oh God, to show compassion to one another and to forgive as you have forgiven us. We bless you and we honor you. We thank you for your Holy Spirit who enables us to do, oh God, what we can't humanly do. So we look to you and we give you thanks and praise as we pray in Jesus' name. And we say amen and amen. God bless you all. Have a wonderful rest of the weekend and continue to grow in grace and knowledge of our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen, amen. Blessings to all.
In the Lord is love. Reproofs of instruction.
Thank you very much for listening to our Family Bible Teaching Ministry. Let's hope you have been blessed by this wonderful word. Thy word is a lamp. You can reach us at 561-667-8477. 561-667-8477. Join us again next week at the same time. Thy word is a lamp.